Chapter 1. Step 1. You're not alone. Education is revelation. Pregnancy fears are common, especially among first-time moms. The thought of welcoming your bundle of joy into this world can be overwhelmingly exciting, but the fears can be just as intense. The truth is that most moms and babies come out of the delivery room healthy, and the original fears are often created by a lack of education. Speculating about something always conjures much worse imaginings than educating yourself about it. It also doesn't help that many mothers share their horror stories, which make you more anxious. If you can remove the speculation and replace it with facts, you will be far less fearful and worried. Education is the first important step as a new mom-to-be, and it removes guesses and speculations that make your journey less enjoyable and more fearful than it should be. This audiobook is designed to provide daily spelling practice for children in grade 1 or younger children with advanced language skills. It is broken down into weeks, so the same 10 words can be practiced each day of that week. After 7 days, if you feel your child has mastered the words, move on to the next week's words. Alternately, if they require some additional practice, have them repeat the week until they spell most words correctly. You may find that the words start out easy and get progressively harder as you go along. If possible, try to pick a consistent time each day for practice. This helps you remember to do the daily practice and also becomes a routine for your child. We've all been hurt by someone at some point in our lives. Some people find it very easy to forgive and move on, but others become angry, resentful, and bitter. These feelings crowd out any positive ones, which make your outlook on life become negative. By holding on to a grudge, you become so ensnared in the wrong that was done to you in the past that you aren't able to enjoy the present anymore. The bitterness you feel is brought into each new relationship you form and to everything you experience. In effect, you are allowing the person who hurt you to continue to control and impact your experiences in life. Choosing to forgive is the healthiest path forward.